When she had gone, Alain took Enzo's glass and refilled it, along with his own. He sat down in the space she had vacated, as if needing somehow to feel close to her when she wasn't there, drawing on the warmth she had left behind.
"We were in the same class at school, you know, and I fancied her from the first time I set eyes on her."
He chuckled at the memory.
"I managed to get myself a place at the desk beside her, and used to walk her home after school. Until she got glasses, that is. Ugly, blue-rimmed things. And braces on her teeth. I went right off her then."
He laughed.
"Poor Elizabeth. She went from beautiful swan to ugly duckling in the space of a month, and couldn't understand why I wouldn't talk to her any more."
He shook his head.
"Children can be so cruel."
Enzo's smile was tinged with sadness. These were two people who so obviously adored each other even after more than 20 years of marriage. He thought how different his own life might have been had Pascal lived. How many more children they might have had together. A tiny worm of envy worked its way into his thoughts, and he had to shake himself free of it. He said,
"Evidently she dispensed with the glasses and the braces, and you got back together when she turned into a swan again. Oh, it was an off-and-on thing right through primary school, college, the lycée. It wasn't until I was leaving for medical school and we faced the prospect of permanent separation that we came to our senses and realized we didn't really want to be apart. So she came with me. We shared student accommodation in Paris, a cozy concubinage. She trained as a nurse while I graduated in medicine. But we didn't actually get married until I came back to the island to fill a vacancy at the clinic."
"And was that all that brought you back? To work at the clinic?"
"There were elderly parents, Monsieur MacLeod. My mother had died a few years earlier, and I knew that my father was going to need someone to look after him. Elizabeth's father was ill."
He paused, sipping thoughtfully on his whiskey.
"But I think, in the end, I would have come back anyway. This was a wonderful place to grow up, Monsieur. Paris had its attractions, of course, but I could never have seen myself raising children there. This is the only place I would ever have wanted to bring up a family."
He smiled sadly.
"The irony, of course, being that as soon as they are old enough, they leave. Can't wait to get away."
It was some time, and another couple of whiskies later, that Elizabeth returned. She picked up the bottle, shocked at how little of it remained, and raised an eyebrow.
"There is no way you can drive home, Monsieur MacLeod. You'd better stay over."
"Oh." Enzo tried to count up the drinks he had consumed in the last couple of hours, the whiskey in Le Triskel and 3, maybe 4, here at the doctor's house.
"Well, that's very kind, but I was really hoping to get back. Madame Killian is expecting me."
Alain leaned forward to look at him.
"Elizabeth's right, Monsieur MacLeod. You're in no state to drive. And neither am I, I'm afraid."
"I'll drive you back," Elizabeth said. "I've only had half a glass. I'm sure Madame Killian can drive you into town to pick up your car in the morning.